I must admit to you that when I first started putting together this series to study, when I read this passage in Proverbs, the first thing that came to me is, God, it's so difficult to begin right here in the middle of being a wife, trying to teach this in-depth passage. And I felt driven back to Genesis, to the creation of woman. Of course, I know the Holy Spirit was guiding me to do that. And now, after I've come through all that and have seen this work for other women, I know why. For you see, first God created us as women. First God created you the way you are and me the way I am. And so that's why I went back to look at the creation of woman. And that's what I want us to do right now. In your workbook, you'll find a page that says the creation of the woman. We're going to look at how God originally put us together, what our purpose is, why were we created, what function do we have even before we become a wife. So if you will, turn to Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 24, and we're going to look at this scripture passage. At this point in the Word, God has created man. Of course, he lives in a beautiful garden. Something we really can't quite comprehend today. For you see, the world was quite different then. I'd like you to picture the garden. It's hard for us. For you see, sin entering the world has changed not only man, but it's changed our environment. Just the way you see thorns on a beautiful rose bush is a picture of the way our world is today. But at that time, the garden was perfect. Man lived in a beautiful environment. Man lived with God in this beautiful environment. So let's look and see, if man lived in such a beautiful garden and a beautiful environment, why did he have a need? Let's look to see what Genesis says. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the cattle and to all the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And he slept. And then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that side. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from man and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." The very first thing we see here is that man had a great need. Well, God realized that man was alone. He also knew that it was not good for man to be alone. So God said he would form for man a helper suitable for him. He would make a helper for him. Now I want you to realize something else. We've already talked about the beautiful garden that Adam lived in. But I want you to understand that Adam and God, the creator of all the universe, walked in the garden together. A little further over in Genesis, we learn about that, about how God actually walked in the garden. And so, there he was in a perfect environment with Almighty God, the creator of the universe. And yet, listen to me, ladies, something was missing in the life of a man. So God began to create all the animals, the birds of the air, the creatures on the ground. And he brought each one to Adam, almost as if to say, "Adam, I want to be sure you realize there's nothing here suitable for you." Adam named every creature. But God was right. There was nothing there suitable for him. And God realized Adam needed that one perfect being for him. So, God created woman. And how did he do that? Well, we know the story. We've heard it many times. But you know, it became very special to me when I realized the great need that man had. So God caused Adam to fall asleep. He took the rib from Adam's side, and he went off to make for Adam the woman. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever loved someone so much and a special event was coming up? Oh, maybe it was their birthday, or it was Valentine's Day, or maybe it was Christmas. Whatever the event, you spent several months putting together just the perfect gift for them. You know, my youngest daughter and I were very close. I guess you could say she's one of my best friends. And recently, it was almost Mother's Day. She said, "Mom, I need you to take me to the jewelry store." Well, I thought that was a little unusual because Leah usually doesn't shop at an expensive jewelry store. But I took her downtown, and I had a few errands to run, so I told her I'd be back shortly. When I came back, she was standing on the curb waiting for me to get there. She got in the car, and then the expression on her face I'll never forget. She said, "Mom, it's not Mother's Day yet, but I want you to have this right now. I can't wait any longer." And she handed me a small box that inside was a beautiful ring that she had taken, a piece of jewelry that I had, and a ring of hers, and had it melted together and formed especially for me. I put it on and it fit perfectly, and the ring was beautiful. But what was more beautiful was the look on Leah's face that day when she gave me that ring. She couldn't wait. Have you ever given a gift like that to someone that you love? Well, that's the picture I get in my mind when I see and think about God taking a rib and forming this special gift for man, made perfect by God's hands. I just can imagine what it was like when he brought the woman to Adam. There she was, perfectly made for him. Listen to me for a moment. You are perfectly made for the husband, for the man in your life. God has perfectly formed you and put you together. If you're a single lady listening to this tape, you may be saying, "Am I perfectly made for someone out there? Is there someone specially made for me?" Yes, there is. Someone specially for you. And if you're married, you may have been married 20 years, but you were specially made for the man who is your husband. I can just imagine Adam's reaction. Oh my goodness. The beauty of God's creation, especially for him. Turn, if you will, to 1 Corinthians 11. Verses 7, 8, and 9. I want us to take a moment to see again where the Bible emphasizes the fact that we were made especially for man. It says, "For a man ought not to leave his head covered, since he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. For man does not originate from woman, but woman from man. For indeed, man was not created for the woman's sake, but woman for the man's sake." You were created for the sake of the man. You are very important. So many men have been made or broken by a woman. I want you to think for a moment about your relationship you have with your husband. Are you helping him or are you hindering him? You can be all God made you to be. He perfectly designed you for your husband. Now let's look at man's response. How do you think he would have responded? Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." The Bible goes on to say, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife. They shall become one flesh." cleave. Have you ever thought about that little word? Just how important it is and what it means? Well, I took just a moment to look it up in the dictionary. I was amazed. It said adhere to give support, loyalty, to stick by, to hold fast. That's why we were created for man. He needs something to adhere to stick to hold fast to stick by. Important, aren't we? Yes, we are. And I'm so thankful that I can go back to the creation of woman and see my importance. I know today that I was created especially for my husband, and so were you for yours. And so I hope this has been a challenge to you more than anything. I hope it has made you realize your importance as a woman. Let's go back and recap just a moment. We've talked about man's need. He had a great need. We've talked about man's gift, his unique gift from God Almighty, the creator of the universe. And we've talked about man's response. His response is so strong that he is willing to spend his whole life with that woman that was made perfect for him. Now you may be saying to yourself, well, there's been days that I'm not very perfect for my husband. And there have been times when I don't feel very specially made. But you know what? You are. You are, and God is in the business, through His Word, of refining us and making us all that we should be. So, in the days ahead, take time to think about how uniquely you were created and why you were created, for the glory of man.